The College Prep Podcast, for parents, teachers, and teens who want better grades with less stress on the path to the perfect college.
Welcome back to another episode of the College Prep Podcast. I'm Megan Dorsey from collegeprepresults.com, and I'm getting ready for some more SAT and ACT work this fall. I am here with my co-host.
Hi, everyone. Gretchen Wegner, academic life coach and founder of the Anti-Boring Approach to Powerful Studying. And I am getting revved up. I can't believe we're saying this, but for a fall semester of working, I have so much I'm doing right now. I'm working with coaching clients. I am training coaches. I'm working with a couple schools to get my Anti-Boring Approach to Powerful Studying into their curriculum for ninth graders and in their special ed programs. Anyway, phew, man. But we're here today because as we're looking ahead towards the fall, there are some things that Megan and I were talking about that we'd love families to be paying attention to as we wrap up the summer. So Megan, I don't think this should be long. We don't want to overwhelm people with more to-do lists when we're this close to the school year. But I think it would be great to just like as a checklist, like, have you done this yet this summer? If not, you might want to.
I think so. And, you know, we'll include this on the website. So if you want to go through and check, 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 instead of making your own notes as we go, that's great. And I know some of these we'll probably elaborate on a little bit, Gretchen, but some of them might just be, here's the thing, go do it.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, hit us with number one, Megan.
One of my first ones would be go ahead and update your college-bound resume or however you're tracking your activities. For example, my daughter attended a couple summer camps. She did some volunteer work this summer. Now's the time to go in and record that while the number of volunteer hours are clear and calculatable to us instead of a wild guess 2 years from now.
Yeah.
But also, just get all the details. And I know different schools sometimes for things like community service will want those verified.
Right.
Do it now so we're not trying to dig out while we're in the middle of school. Once school gets started, we know things are always busier.
Yes. Yes. That's great. So that was number one.
Number two
is you might want to just take a look at your school supplies, your family school supply stash. And one of the things that I notice is students often start their school year without having cleaned out their binders, that like the binders that they can still use that don't need to be trashed. They still actually have last semester's stuff in them. So I would say look at your stash, just take a mental note of what you might need to purchase and clean out your supplies so that you can really start fresh when you wind up back at school.
And I have two different shopping requirements because I have an elementary school son going into fourth grade and my daughter's going into 10th grade.
Yeah.
Well, we have the school supply for my fourth grade student. We've got to go through and get all of these things off the list. And if parents remind, you know, you remember what this looks like is where can we find the red pencils or the construction paper? Jump on that early because we know that inevitably it requires two or three store trips because somebody's going to run out of something. But take stock of what you have at home first and then go out and hit the stores before they're cleared out. There's nothing worse than slim pickings. High school students, unfortunately, it seems so class specific that we're not doing the shopping before school starts. But we know some of these things. We're going to need pens and pencils and paper and an organizing notebook system. So I don't need to wait for the first day of school to find that out. So I can get my basics. But, you know, if Mrs. Smith in fourth period insists you have a yellow folder, yeah, I'll pick that up the first week of school.
Yeah. And so, and if you are following Gretchen Wegner's Anti-Boring Approach to Powerful Studying and have become a big believer in Staples and their ARC system that they have there, it's a great time to go and look through the ARC supplies and pick up some. You sort of know how your system worked for you last year, so pick up some additional pieces that you need for your system this year. Okay, number three.
Number three, go ahead and make an appointment to talk to the academic team at your school as needed. I say this specifically for parents of students with learning differences or different issues that may come up during the school year. Do not assume, especially moving from elementary school to a middle school or junior high to high school, that all of your child's paperwork has properly followed them in that transition. Go ahead and make an appointment to meet with the counselor or the teacher or all of the teachers. So you can say, here's our situation. This is what you can expect. Here's what we would like. Here's how you can best support my student. And put some faces with names, understanding that, you know, sometimes we have schedule changes. But go ahead and make the appointments to talk with the people you need to talk with. And if you can catch them in that week while teachers are back but students aren't, sometimes you can really get a lot more accomplished than waiting until the third or fourth week of school, which is what typically happens. At that point, kids are already behind.
Right. Right. Thank you. And number four, speaking of making appointments, also, like, you should have your school's calendar out and it should be published, you know, the academic calendar for the 2016-2017 school year, and put all of the dates from that calendar into your online calendar if you are a parent. If you are a student, I highly recommend that if you don't have one already, you get yourself an online calendar that's connected to your smartphone. It could just be a Google Calendar, and just put all of those dates into the calendar ahead of time, so that you are crystal clear about when you have days off.
And my daughter plays tennis. We already have a tentative calendar from the tennis coach.
Yeah.
So if you have a sport or activity and you already have a preliminary calendar for the year, put in those contests or tournaments or games, whatever it is, so that it's already there and you don't end up double booking yourself accidentally.
Yes, exactly. Okay, number five, Megan.
Go ahead and start asking for those letters of recommendation if you are a senior getting ready to send college applications. I think sometimes we think about this at the end of junior year, but sometimes it feels a little too early. Obviously, students need to follow the procedures set forth by their school, but now is a really good time, especially if you want to apply early decision or early action, to contact the teachers before the craziness of school. Mm-hmm. Often they're checking their email. And if you could maybe make contact with them now, they might get started on it. Once school starts, it feels like teachers are almost underwater for the first 2 or 3 weeks. They're so busy and overwhelmed and adjusting and learning everybody's names and getting things started that they can't always take the time to do those extras like letters of recommendation. If you can do it now before school starts, it might help you smooth out your own application process by coordinating with those outside people that you need to talk to.
Yeah, and related to that, I know this isn't necessarily about college admissions, but one of the best habits that my parents instilled in me early on was the habit of, after having a job, just getting a recommendation letter right away that says to whom it may concern. So, and then putting it into my file just so I have a track record of reflections of people who either employed me or people who I interned with or did a special project with. It's been so great to have that file that has built over time of people's reflections about what it's like to work with me.
I think that's a really nice idea.
I've kind of lost count. Are we at number six now?
Oh, no. How about we say the next one?
The next one. So for me, the next one is, and we mentioned this in the previous episode, but take time to finish your summer assignments. It's the second week in August. If you have not started your summer assignments now, get on it.
And students moving up to a new school or who have moved from a new area, go ahead and check with your school. It could be that you can find summer assignments on their website. It could be that you should call the school and explain the situation. You know, we just moved here. My son is going to be a junior. How do we find out about summer reading?
Yes.
Because there is nothing worse than walking in on day one behind.
Yes.
My next one, I know this fits my Captain Obvious theme for some things, but attend orientations. If it says there's orientation at your school, go ahead and attend. And I know often in high school, this means students attend, parents, thank goodness we get to step back a little and let them take charge. I don't care if your same principal is going to get up and give the same talk about dress code and attendance that she has given for the last 3 years, go. Because something might be different. And you might catch on to some new information or new procedures, or you might miss out on things like issuing of parking spaces or lockers or schedules. Go ahead and attend. So I know that's something that students sometimes roll their eyes and say to me, do I really have to go? I was kind of planning on blowing that off. Go ahead and go.
Yes. When in doubt, go.
Do you have another, Gretchen?
Yeah, well, this was one that actually I think you brought up in a previous conversation, but I liked it. And it was just send thank yous to anyone who helped you over the summer. So this is beyond, you know, recommendation letters is one thing because you're asking something from them, but just to notice, did you make any interesting connections? Maybe it was an employment situation, or maybe it was an interesting conversation about a field you're interested in. I'm thinking about one of my clients who is super into astrophysics. So every summer his family looks for like a new connection of someone that he can talk to for an hour or so who might be working somewhere in that field. And so just sending that person a thank you note is a great way to remind them about you, extend the relationship, and you just never know when those people are going to be ones who can actually help you with the resource that you need. So it's not also not a bad skill for parents, you know, to help students learn how to do the thank you note, like the handwritten letter, you know, yes. Amazing.
You could just buy a little box of note cards. And if you made any college visits and somebody from the admissions office took time to sit down and meet with you, even for 5 minutes, just in person to answer questions, if you didn't send a thank you note right then, you are not too late. Go ahead, handwrite it. You know, dear Sally Sue, thank you for sitting down with us in June when we visited your university. I really learned a lot. And that says a lot. And like Gretchen mentioned, you never know if that person's going to be in a position to help you out in the future, making good connections.
Yeah.
One thing that I like people to do towards the end of the summer is before school starts, before it seems like the tidal wave of school crashes down upon us, sit down and actually write out goals for the year. I've heard the beginning of school referred to as the second New Year's time for things like resolutions. But sit down and be kind of purposeful. What are my goals for this year? Are my goals to have certain grades, to get involved in a certain activity, to volunteer a certain number of hours, to work on maybe some personal things like communicating better with my teachers or purposefully spending more time with friends and family. Just sit down and be conscious of how you're going to spend your time, because that way you can be purposeful instead of just reacting to things as they happen during the school year.
Yeah. And if you do that, I would recommend that you put your goals up in a visible place on your desk or near your bed or just near your mirror somewhere that you'll see them so that they'll be sort of forefront in your mind as you go through the entire semester.
Anything else you'd add, Gretchen?
You know what? I think that is a good list. I do not want to overwhelm people even more. And I guess maybe I just want to name that we don't expect you to do everything on this list at all. I know parents have such pressure, and I don't want you to be in a place where you're thinking, oh gosh, I'm failing as a parent because I can't help my student with all of these. So I guess just the last thing to say is if anything, as you heard the list, if you had a little feeling of, oh yeah, that's a good idea, act on that one or two of them. Like the only one that's totally non-negotiable is save time to finish the summer assignments. That must be done. But the others, like if you just act on one or two of these, that's awesome. Give yourself a pat on the back.
And if not, put some time on the calendar and say, okay, I may not be able to update my resume right now because I'm cramming my summer assignments, but I'm going to sit down and I'm going to put my deadline of September 15th to update my summer activities on my resume.
Yeah.
And you know, I've heard this said, but every action taken prior to senior year saves twice the amount of stress and effort as trying to do it when you're cramming those applications. So as much as it may seem like, oh, there's just a lot of stuff to do, taking some actions ahead of time going to save you time, energy, stress, and panic later.
Which is a good, good thing.
Yes. Have good back to school shopping, everyone. Good luck in finding your things, updating your information, getting those dates on the calendar, and planning ahead to have the best school year yet.
Yes, and we will see you next week.